ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers and sisters, last year September I was in Alaska. I was on a cruise in Alaska on the Inner Passage, and we were on this cruise ship called the Celebrity Solstice. That ship, the tonnage of that ship is 122,000 tons. So it's 122,000 tons of steel floating on water. 16 decks, so 16 stories high, which is roughly, we are sitting in a building which is 4-story high. The ship was 4 times the size of this building. Our stateroom, a full room with an attached bathroom and a balcony, a sea view and the works. And inside the ship, staircases, escalators, lobbies, multiple restaurants, swimming pools, a lawn, real grass, and so on and so on. So one day, we were in one of the specialty restaurants. So after we had our dinner, as we were coming out, I put my hand in my pocket and pulled out my phone to call my driver to bring the car. And then it struck me that I am in the middle of nowhere in Alaska on the sea. Now that's not because I am insane or something, but because that was the feeling of stability that I had on that ship. Now, if you think that is strange, then let me tell you something which is even more strange, which involves all of you. And that is that we, as we speak, are sitting on a roughly spherical ball of fire with a thin skin around it, which is spinning on its own axis at a speed of 1,000 miles per hour. A normal plane flies at about 900 or 950 kilometers per hour. And this spherical ball on which we are sitting is spinning on its own axis at 1,000 miles per hour, not kilometers, miles per hour. And if you are not impressed with that speed, also know that this spinning ball is moving around the sun in its orbit at a speed of 67,000 miles per hour. Do you feel the movement? So it's not so strange that I didn't feel the movement in the ship, right? Why am I saying all this? I'm saying all this because this is the essence of our lives. We are in movement. We are on a journey. But a journey where you have to remind yourself that I am on a ship. I am on a journey. No matter how much this ship looks like my house, it is not my house. No matter how much this ship looks like it is standing in one place, it is not standing in one place. No matter how stable it looks, it is not stable. If you don't remind yourself, you pull out your phone to call your driver who is 10,000 miles away in India. We are on a journey. And just like the journey on the ship, just like the cruise, at the end of 7 days it ends. With one difference, which is that in the cruise we know it ends in 7 days. Here we don't know whether it ends in 7 days or what. But it ends. And then you have to get off the ship. You have to get off the ship. Now, that is the nature of our life. That we are on a journey. We started from a place we don't remember. And that again is the same nature of the... If you ask me now to describe for you, which was... I know we boarded a ship in Seattle, but if you tell me which was the next port and the next port and the next port and what did you do and so on and so forth, I mean, the memory is vague and the memory will get more vague as time passes. So we started somewhere which we don't remember. We are currently now at this point. and then we will go to the end of this journey, and then we go into another life which is called Al-Alam Al-Barzakh. So we are on a journey, and in this journey there is one part only of this journey. This entire journey, which starts in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the alam al-arwah, then this dunya, and become through the medium of our mothers, and then we go into the alam al-barzakh, which is we know as the qabr, and then we are resurrected again on the day of judgment. That one day alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is like 50,000 years of your reckoning. And then after that we go into, inshallah, we ask Allah to take us into Jannatul Firdaus, because whichever place you end up, there is no end to that. If you think 50,000 years is a long time, how do you describe something for which there is no end? So, in this entire journey, and there is no point in talking about this journey in terms of hours and days and months, because these hours and days and months are a factor of this earth only. Even the 50,000 years of the Day of Judgment, Allah said, this is in terms of how you reckon time here, because time has no meaning. On the Day of Judgment, why by Day of Judgment, you go into the International Space Station, time has no meaning. Which is not even, it's in low Earth orbit, it's not even in deep space. Even there time has no meaning, because you are out of the spin of time. So, in this entire journey, there is only one piece of this journey where we have been given limited control. Even that is not complete control, limited control. And that limited control we have been also advised and taught about what to do. And the reason is because this one piece only, that one piece in this journey, is the only time when our actions are within our control and they have a consequence. We can do something about it. If you want good, you can do good. If you don't want good, do good. I mean, why would you not want good? But wallah alam, you can do that. You want to earn something, you can earn something. You want to lose it, you can lose it. And so on and so forth. So Allah has given limited control. One of the best and easiest ways of understanding limited control is the constant so-called struggle we have in dieting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us control over what we will put into our mouths. But Allah did not give us control about what that thing will do once it goes inside. So we say, I want to lose weight. And then we eat every conceivable thing which actually adds weight. Then you say, well, I am trying to diet. What is that trying to diet? You are eating all the wrong stuff. So it's a good way to understand what our life is. So if you are trying to diet, then you have to eat the right kind of thing or not eat it. So if we are trying to earn Jannah, then we have to do the right things. Otherwise the same fate. You say you are trying to diet, but you are bloating like a balloon. So in this time, this limited time that has been given to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us some control over what we can do. And in that control, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to do some things and advised us what not to do. And therefore, I remind you, myself and you, that since we are on this journey and since we are in this peace where we can really do something, and that thing which we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us that this is something which will then have an effect on the rest of your journey, in which there are two points. One is that you have no control over there, and secondly, that one never ends. So whatever good comes will remain good, whatever bad comes will remain bad, illa mashallah, and we have no control over that. We have control now to make things happen then. What we do now, the effect will be at that time. And that control has been given to us. So what do you want? You want Jannah? No problem, take it. You don't want Jannah? No problem, don't take it. I don't want to say you want Jahannam. We don't want Jahannam. But I'm saying that this is the actual reality of what we have. And the reason I'm saying that is because in that period of time when Allah has given us some control, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave us this month of Ramadan, where for that limited period of 29 or 30 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the rules. And not only does He change the rules, but He loads the odds in our favor. So it's no longer a level playing field between the two parties, the parties of Ar-Rahman and the party of Shaitan. But the field is now in favor of the people who want to escape from Shaitan. Shaitan's cohorts have been locked up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving multiple rewards for the same deed. And then in this whole time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us one night, Laylatul Qadr. We ask Allah to give us this Laylatul Qadr, inshallah, which is in the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that one night, Allah said the reward is how much? All wrong answers. 1,000 months, 80. What is the ayat? 83 years. Is that the ayat? What is the ayat? Huh? Years. Not 1,000 years. What is the ayat? Al-Fisha. Is it Al-Fisha? What is the ayat? Is it Al-Fisha?
Yes.
No, it is not. You forgot the ayat. Read the ayat. Khairum min al-fishar. It's not al-fishar. Khairum min al-fishar. More than 1,000 months. Problem is, we don't even understand who Allah is. My Rabb doesn't count. Allah doesn't count. Khairum min al-fishar. More than 1,000 months. How much more? As much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. So don't say it is don't say that the reward of Laylatul Qadr is 1,000. Allah did not say 1,000 months. Where did you get it from? I'm not making fatwa. I'm telling you the ayat of the Quran. What is the ayat of the Quran? Khairum min al-fishar. What does it mean? More than. So how do you say 1,000 months? You are limiting it to 1,000 months. What gives you the authority? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it is more than. One night. So that's why whenever people do these sums and say, oh, 83 years, no, what 83 years? My ummid, my hope with my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu is 1,000 months, 83, I don't even care. Allah said, khairum min al-fishar. How many more? Maybe 50,000 million years more than 1,000 months. Who knows? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, are baacha hai bhai. हमारे दुनिया के बादशाह भी गिन के नहीं देते. अल्लाह ताला साहब ये उम्मीद रखते हैं गिन के देगा अल्लाह. अल्लाह कुड हैव स्पेसिफाइड नो स्पेसिफिकली अल्लाह कुड हैव सेड ही डिडंट से खैरुम मिन अल-फिशा. एंड दिस इज द बयान ऑफ द कुरान. वेयर एवर अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला गेव रिवॉर्ड, अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला ऑलवेज लेफ्ट इट ओपन. डे ऑफ जजमेंट अल्लाह डिड नॉट से मोर. अल्लाह सेड 50,000 या 50,000 स्पेसिफिक नंबर. In another place, Allah said, Alfa Sana, 1,000 years. Khamsin Alfa Sana, 50,000 years. Allah did not say something more than 50,000. No, 50,000. But Laylatul Qadr, Khairum min Alfishar. We ask Allah to give us that. Now imagine the person who gets this one night. It's only one night. And that night, if that night is in i'tikaf in the masjid, then even if he is sleeping, he's got it. He won't sleep, because if he's in the masjid, then in any case, there is too much activity happening around him, so he will wake up, he'll do something. But I'm saying, even if he's sleeping, he still got it. And there are many benefits of i'tikaf. I'm not going into all that. I'm just saying this one thing, and that is the principal reason to make i'tikaf, is to get Laylatul Qadr. There is no other. Somebody sent me a message saying, all my friends are coming to your masjid for i'tikaf, can I come? I said, do you think this is a club? You want to come and hang out in this masjid with your friends? I said, that is the single reason why you should not come to this masjid. Because then you won't have i'tikaf. You will be hanging out with your friends. I said, go to some other place. The reason for i'tikaf is to get Laylatul Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His wisdom, Allah could have specifically said, Laylatul Qadr is on this. Allah did not say. Allah said, it's one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, which is one of the odd nights of the last 10 days. The point I'm saying is, in this journey that we are on, here is a point where you can really, really, really do something absolutely phenomenal for yourself. The question is, do you believe you are on a journey? Or is this sense of stability that I am absolutely stable, I'm not moving, I'm not going anywhere, I'm in here forever, are we going to allow this to fool us? The reality does not change because we want to allow us to. I mean, I was fooled by the stability in the ship. That didn't mean the ship stopped sailing, or, you know, they gave me a thing to say, you can stay on the ship forever. No. That reality continues. But it's up to us. You want to remain fooled, or you want to wake up and say, no matter how stable this looks, this is going to end, and I better do something for that one which is never going to end. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to remind us to get real with ourselves in life and to do that which is beneficial and to save us from that which is not beneficial. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.